This is Hard Knocks Jimbo Lucas, and you're listening to Wrestling with Altitude.
Welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row. And joining me back on the show once again, I've got the owner of Colorado Springs Wrestling, Randy Rude. Randy, how the hell are you doing?
You know, I am doing really good. Super excited for what we got coming up this weekend. And excited to be on the show with you, brother.
Yeah, it's good to have you. So speaking of that, we've got, I know this show, it means so much to you. It's the annual Colorado Springs Wrestling TC Tribute Show. Remind the listeners what that is all about.
So TC was my brother who passed away 16 years ago, Troy Chacone. And he was my partner in wrestling. Like, we were just that we grew up watching and loving wrestling together. And you know, when he was passing away, I promised that man that one day there'd be a show dedicated to him. And, you know, once CSW became mine, I was like, it's time to make that thing happen. Little did I realize that the CSW family would embrace it so much to where, like, these people, you know, as you know, you've been at my shows. We do not refer to our fans as fans. That's CSW family. They show on events like this why we refer to them as our family. Because this show is going to be amazing. It's going to be a packed house. It's going to be another home run hit for CSW.
Right. And this is the for the TC Tribute Show. This is the third one?
So this is technically the second one. We didn't do it last year. The first one was 2 years ago. So this is going to be the second one. But this will be an annual event starting this year. We're announced that from now on, every September is the TC Tribute. And, you know, it's something that I didn't do one last year because originally we were just going to do one and say that it was done. And I was going to say, you know, I did it. I did what I promised my brother. But then when last year, September hit, the show was great in September. Don't get me wrong. It was an amazing show last September. But there was something that just didn't feel the same. It wasn't the TC Tribute. And it bothered me personally. I know I try not to be, you know, like, oh, this is how it's got to be. This is the one for my brother, and the fact that everybody just loves it, supports it, embraces it, gets excited about it, and, you know, and not only the TC Tribute, but, you know, every September is one of the most, if not the most important match of the year to me personally.
Yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
It really does, and, you know, Debbie Havens, who is one of our amazing sponsors in Colorado Springs Wrestling. She's the main sponsor of this event. Her brother, Eddie Havens, is like he changed my life. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah.
You know, he came to the show. He was already stage 4 cancer on hospice care, but we gave that guy the show of his life and he loved it. He had so much fun and he passed away 10 days after that event.
Right.
And every September for the last 4 years or the last 3 years, we have celebrated Eddie Havens with the Eddie Havens Memorial match. And this year will be the fourth annual Eddie Havens Memorial Match. And
Right.
the fans all know Jimbo's in it. That's one of the big things. Jimbo Lucas was Eddie Havens' close friend, brother. So he wrestles in that match every year. But the question is who is Jimbo going to face this year at the Eddie Havens Memorial Match?
Right. I'm guessing that the best way for people to do that or know that is probably to come to the show.
Absolutely. That's a good, hey, good way to get into that one right there. That's right. We do still have tickets available. You just go on our Eventbrite link or message us on the Colorado Springs Wrestling page, and get your tickets set up. The first two rows are gone, and half of the third row is gone. The balcony's gone. Like we're getting there, but we do still have some available. So definitely get in there and, come enjoy Colorado Springs Wrestling at its absolute finest.
Yeah. But, Randy, I think there's probably more to the show just than the Eddie Havens memorial match. What else could the people expect if they come down to Colorado Springs or up to Colorado Springs or left or right depending on what direction they're coming? What could they be expecting? What should they be excited for?
For this show right here, it's a thing of how much time you got, because good Lord, we've got the wrestling legend himself, Brutal Bob Evans, coming down. He will be in action at the TC Tribute, wrestling for all those amazing CSW family. And he's also doing a seminar during the day. So that's two amazing things right there. And the CSW title is on the line in the main event of the TC Tribute, as Lipto, our amazing CSW champion, is going to be putting that belt on the line against none other than I Am the Provider. So
Oh.
that match right there. You also have Tyra Rusame, who is the toughest fighting CSW women's champion there has ever been, is going to be going one-on-one with Pandemonium for the CSW Women's Championship.
Oh wow, really? That's going to be exciting because Pandemonium, a recent entrance into this wacky world of professional wrestling, and she's already gained herself a title shot.
Yeah, well, I mean, that girl came in arms swinging, and she's impacted professional wrestling so fast, and she's fought and deserves this spot. It's going to be amazing. And that's just it, is, we have the Empower Wrestling School down here in Colorado Springs that has a massive class of students that are hungry, young kids ready to come out and entertain the CSW family. Not just CSW family, but all the wrestling in the entire state of Colorado, because the thing that I always emphasize, and I've had to reteach myself, is I love professional wrestling, brother. And I love anyone who wants to pursue that dream of professional wrestling, and they deserve a shot and a chance to live that dream. No matter where it is, no matter what they're doing, live that dream and treat those fans like gold, because that's what it's really all about right there.
Yeah, you want to make that I've heard this and how fitting that it's Bob Evans doing a seminar because this is what I heard in a seminar that of his that I attended was that you want to make that connection to those people outside of that ring, those fans that are watching you, make that connection. What is it that you can do to make that connection?
Exactly. Why do they want to love you right there? And that's a fact right there, because it's so powerful when a wrestling fan looks at you with a true belief of like you're a hero or you're a villain or whatever it is. Just when you've got them, it's the greatest feeling in the world. And it's just, you've been to my shows. I've got so many amazing CSW family members, and not saying anything about any of the other ones, but all those special needs kids that come to our events, and they come every single month, and you know, I make it a point to go personally and grab each of their hands and tell them thank you and how grateful I am to be their hero for one night. It's an amazing thing. That's what professional wrestling is all about right there. And that's what the TC tribute's going to be all about. That's what CSW is all about right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. So what else, do we have, lined up, currently that we can actually, talk about? I expect, as always, we'll probably have some surprises. Well, we already know we're going to have a surprise. We don't know who, Jimbo Lucas is going to be facing in the, you know, in the Eddie Havens Memorial match, but what else,
you know,
do
I'll
we have?
That... I'll give you one. I'm going to give you a match announced right here, right now, on your show. How about that? Let's just do that right now. I'll tell you who Bob Evans is going to face at the TC Tribute. So,
Dermal?
This is, and this match is my birthday present to my brother TC, by the way. This is what I've decided. This is my birthday present to my brother. And Bob Evans and I have discussed who would be someone that he could definitely do a great match and have fun with and entertain my CSW family. So it will be Bob Evans going one-on-one with Fuji Brown.
Oh, that ought to be, I guess the best word, it's going to be fascinating. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be funky. It's going to be fun. That's going to be one that the fans are going to go home talking about on the way home. I guarantee it. You know, the Douche Bros are going to put those CSW tag titles on the line Saturday night as well. You know, so you're definitely going to tune in to see who they're facing. Los Carnales are returning to CSW after a year and a half.
I love them. They're great.
They're coming back. So, and you know, and we are on the road to Slam Bash 7. Don't forget that as well. So next month is Slam Bash 7, and who knows what's going to happen at the tribute that's going to lead into that event.
Right. There's going to be possibly a lot of things that are going to lead from here to there.
Absolutely. This is going to be one no fan is going to want to miss.
Very, very, very cool.
Yeah. It's and, you know, it's this Saturday, September 24th. It's at Sunshine Studios Live. It's $20 for ringside, front row is 25, but we all know how fast CSW's front row sells out. That has been gone for a month. But we still got plenty of amazing seats. Mr. Fourth Row can tell you he's sitting every row of CSW at Sunshine Studios, and there's not a bad spot in that building.
Oh no, there definitely is. It's a great venue. I love it. It's well suited to house CSW each and every month.
Absolutely, it is our home. We just signed another year with Sunshine Studios, so we're going to be there all the way through 2023. We have no plans on going anywhere. It's a great venue. They treat us well. You know, during that whole pandemic era, to be honest, Sunshine Studios and CSW helped each other stay alive. And it built a bond that is unbreakable. So that's home, and I love it. The setup is so good. The fans love it. The sound is great. The lights, everything about it is just so amazing. I mean, Sunshine even went and spent upwards of $10,000 on lighting just for the wrestling events.
Yeah, I was going to get into that. The one thing I've noticed is that ever since the first shows at Sunshine Studios, they have put enhancements in. They have that the balcony for the actual you know, fans to sit in. They've kind of configured things to work real well with the wrestling.
Oh, absolutely. They that's exactly what they did. And You know, they say that, you know, yeah, that venue, they have some concerts that have 3,000, 4,000 people at them. But it's something about that few hundred CSW families that are there that that's what really gets them right there. You know, they love us and we love them back. And the fact that they put so much into helping the show get better, that just shows you how passionate everyone is about it.
Right. Yeah, definitely shows. What else, since it's been a little while that you and I have talked on the podcast, we, of course, no secret, we talk throughout the month and and such. But what else, should maybe before we, wrap this thing up, what else with CSW we got in the future? We talked to Slam Bash 7 coming up here. What else is going on with CSW that maybe the listeners of the podcast here should be aware of that, to kind of keep out, other events that you guys do, because you have been doing other events along with the shows. You got the partnership with Combat Cabaret, right,
Oh
as
yeah.
well?
Well, we did just announce at the last Combat and Cabaret show that Combat and Cabaret has become its own company, but it is a sister company of CSW, 150%. Romeo and Caged and myself run that company, and it's flourished. We've got the next event in December coming up for that, which is going to be great—a Christmas-themed combat and cabaret. So you know
Oh,
that one,
my gosh, I can only imagine.
it's going to sell out so fast. And anyone out there that doesn't know what combat and cabaret is, it is burlesque and professional wrestling combined. It is absolutely 21 and up. It as we put tell our fans, they bring their kids to our events, and we're so grateful for that. But every once in a while, they deserve their own show. The adults, they deserve their own time to enjoy a show that the kids probably shouldn't see. So, that's Combat and Cabaret. It's fairly raunchy and a whole lot of fun.
Actually, let me, since I've attended a Combat and Cabaret show, I'm gonna just let the listeners know, and you as well. I thought it was well done. I love the entertainment factor. I didn't think it was, to be honest with you, I don't think it was too over the top. It is, hey, it's adult. We got it. It's a mature theme, and it wasn't bad. I enjoyed it. Some of the burlesque that was that happened, I was like, hey, this is actually very entertainment. I'm gonna say, if you're a fan of entertainment, which a lot of us wrestling fans are, you respect it, the entertainment factor, you will have a good time at a Combat Cabaret show as well.
Oh yeah. Which one have you did you go to? Did you go to the one with Johnny Crash in the burlesque match?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I think that was
That
the one.
is possibly my favorite match in Combat Cabaret history, 'cause that was I don't think I've ever laughed that hard in my life. A burlesque match is basically two wrestlers fight. And the music starts, they have to go into a burlesque dance and start taking clothes off. And when you have Ace Ariano against Johnny Crash, it was so good. It was so funny. So who knows what we got in store for December? 'Cause that's going to be amazing. We're already planning. Fans are already going nuts. Like, when do tickets go on sale? I want a VIP table because we do VIP tables for those where you get a bottle of champagne at your table to enjoy. And those VIP tables are right next to the ring. So you are right there, you know?
And let me throw this at you and at the listeners as well. Christmas themed. You want to get away from the hectic holiday season and everything else that you've got to direct your effort and your mind to. Take a time out. go to that show when that happens there later this year.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then, you know, and then we're going into next year, and we're on the road to Rudapalooza after that. So that's, you know how that one will go.
Right. gotta be grandiose, just like the Ruthless one.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good way to put it right there. You know, we don't stop. Because then after that, we're heading into the next, into the fourth annual Headlocks for Hospice. And that's the, if that's probably one of the most passionate wrestling events in the state of Colorado every year. So it's like we constantly, like you said, CSW's always got something going. We just finished this last weekend. We did a festival downtown. We partnered up with Primos and did a great festival, Lowrider Festival downtown, and had wrestling going all day long for all the people. It was really, really, it's just all about entertaining and helping people have fun.
Right. That is the name of the game, and that's all that people should really worry about.
Absolutely.
Well, swinging that back around, if people are worried about missing this event, they probably shouldn't, because the best way that they can prevent that is probably to get tickets. So remind the people where they can get tickets for this, and the doors are, what time the door is, what time the show starts, and everything else that they should probably expect for this TC tribute show here coming up this Saturday.
So it's, thank you. As you said, it's Saturday, September 24th, Sunshine Studios Live in Colorado Springs. Doors are at 5. National Anthem will be hitting at about 5:50. But we also now have our pre-show, which is these young kids from the Empower School that have started this TikTok World Championship.
They're
going to be in action during the pre-show of the TC tribute. So you want to be there at 5 o'clock to catch all the action and all the ability, all the entertainment. But the main show kicks off at 6. We have Madam Jim coming back again to grace us with the national anthem for the tribute. As I know you've heard her sing it, it's so amazing when she does. And then we're off and rocking. It's $20 for ringside. Any military and kids 12 and under is $10 for a ticket. We still have amazing seats available. So all they got to do is go on the Eventbrite link. Just go on eventbrite.com, look up Colorado Springs Wrestling, TC Tribute. You will definitely enjoy yourself.
Yeah. You know, and additionally, too, I would just say, too, if you haven't already, enable those notifications in the Eventbrite, your Eventbrite app or your Eventbrite account, for when Colorado Springs Wrestling posts those shows, you get an email, you get a notification on your mobile device that, hey, Colorado Springs Wrestling just got a new event posted.
Absolutely. That's a great way to stay on top of it, because every fan that comes to our events knows that if you want the best seats, the tickets go on sale the Sunday after every event. So tickets will go on sale for Slam Bash 7 this Sunday right at 10 a.m. right after the TC tribute. And that one will sell out lightning fast. But before that, you need to come to the TC tribute and enjoy yourself and celebrate brotherhood with me, for my brother, for Eddie Havens, for all the wrestling fans, for... Mm-hmm. A show that you are never gonna forget. I promise you that.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. I'm excited. I'm gonna be there. I have, my schedule is, you know, pulling behind the curtain a little bit. My schedule is open. I'm gonna be there. Mr. Fourth Row is gonna be back at CSW.
We can't wait to see you there. We always love having you there. You know, all the guys from Springs in Action are gonna definitely snag you because they want to talk to you. They love you. Those guys, they love anytime they see you at the show. But that's what brotherhood's all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So, yeah, we're excited to have you back there again, man. It's going to be a great one.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited just to see all this I mean, I'm looking at the page right here, and just what's on here so far is like exciting to see, and then whatever else is going to be in between all this is going to be just as great.
Absolutely.
All right, well, Randy, well, thanks again, once again for coming on the show. As always, before I do let you go, we tell people about the Eventbrite, but what about the socials and all that stuff like that? Remind the people to keep up with CSW out there on the interwebs.
Yeah, absolutely. Get us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are Colorado Springs Wrestling. Just search us. You'll find us all over the place. We are coming back onto YouTube as well. A little spoiler alert right there. But
Woohoo!
Colorado Springs Saturday Nights is returning. So make sure to look out for that. Just, any way there is, just make sure and connect with us. We love all of you. Be part of CSW.
Fantastic. Well, I will see you this Saturday, and I want everybody, implore everybody else to come in and to the show as well. Once again, a big, huge thank you to Randy Rude for coming back onto the Wrestling with Altitude podcast and letting us know about this very special event to him and to Colorado Springs Wrestling. So let's do weeks in review since the last time I recorded. Of course, been spending a lot of time doing all my duties at Rocky Mountain Pro with the podcast, the merch, and everything in between. Got to attend a couple shows, most notably the New Era show there in September. It was great. I got to get my picture with the Sin Bodhi, and that's always kind of fun to see him in action. A great main event between him and the champion Joey Kincaid for the New Era Championship. A lot of good wrestling also on that card. A lot of fascinating things. Got to see a lot of people I haven't got to see in such a long time, and that's always a great thing to do because, as we know, sometimes our schedules just get so packed with personal stuff, and if you're involved in this wacky world of professional wrestling, your schedule gets pretty full as well because you want to keep it going. All right, well, speaking of keeping it going, let's talk about some of the other events that we've got coming up this upcoming weekend. Of course, on Thursdays, each and every Thursday, from the Wimmer Arena in Englewood, Colorado, we've got Rocky Mountain Pro Ignition. You can get those tickets if you go over to rmpwrestling.com. Get those tickets ahead of time, and of course, you can always walk in and get tickets to that. If you're unable to attend in person, of course, you can always watch Ignition as well as a lot of the other Rocky Mountain Pro shows and watch-alongs at twitch.tv/RockyMountainPro. Then, of course, on Saturday, we've got the CSW, the TC Tribute Show. Going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be there. I hope a lot of you also join me as well. And then on Sunday, Hugo's Lucha Libre is having their next show. It is, I believe, called Air Combat. I do not know if my Spanish is going to be good, but I think it's Batalla Ahia. That's the 25th of September, over in the Aurora, Colorado area at the Cool Event Center, 1050 South Sable. You want to get tickets to that? I believe you can head over to Hugo's Lucha Libre's Facebook page. They got a link up there, and I believe they're also selling through the I think it's the is it the Ticket Lux or TicketUX.com. You can also call 720-765-2592, but all the information right there. Looks like we got the Mexicana style versus the Americano style at this show, so that should be a lot of fun as well. So I hope a lot of you go to that as well, and I think I've got my eye on it. It's been a long time since I've been to a Hugo's show, and I loved each and every moment. It's exciting, and it's definitely an event as well. All right, well, before we get out of here, let's pay some bills like they used to say back in the day. I'm going to steal that from my other podcast. You want to help support this show, head over to the Pro Wrestling Tees website. Look for my page at Mr. Fourth Row. So prowrestlingtees.com/Mr. Fourth Row. I got a lot of shirts so you can help support Wrestling with Altitude, my other podcast. You can get a Mr. Fourth Row t-shirt if you want. And then also you can also support my volleyball team that I do stream out there on twitch.tv/MrFourthRow. Another cheap plug out there. The Barbarians. I got shirts on hand for those, as well as you can get shirts on my page there. I've got those posted up there as well. And just got the original OG black and white shirts, and I got the pink and white shirts. So if you do buy a pink and white shirt, I'm going to put this out there in the month of October. I'm going to donate every sale of that. I'll donate a portion of that sale to the Susan Komen Fund for Breast Cancer Awareness Month for October. So I'm going to put that out there. So if you do buy those, and of course, I'll get a notification if you do buy it from their from that website. And I do have a couple pink shirts, various sizes, as well as other things. Just follow me out there on the social media to find all that information out there. Speaking of that, WrestlingWithAltitude.com is the website. podcast@WrestlingWithAltitude.com is my email address. On the Facebook of Wrestle With Altitude, Wrestling With Altitude, and then on Twitter of Wrestle Altitude for the handle. Thank you as always for listening and having fun wrestling with Altitude.